Harvey was born in?
September. No, I can't tell you what year.
Is he older than you or younger?
No, he's younger. He's, I got two. Esther, I can't remember Esther's birthday.
Can you remember a year?
Well, it would be. There wasn't money much between us. She's after me, so it would be in 19. So it was after we come. No, Esther was born in Denmark. So it would be in 19 5 or 6.
It's okay. We don't have to go through all that.
No.
What do you remember most about your parents? Some of your early memories.
Well, the one memory that stands back, and that would be back in, let's see, now, I mean, back. I was 13 and my brother was 14. Mother had blood poisoning. She got a slip in her hand and went in with blood poisoning. And no doctors close by.
Mm-hmm.
And we were 7 miles from Linden.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some people living right close to the Linden. And they took Mother there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was the doctor handy.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother Olaf, he cooked for us kids. And I done the chores, milking. Because Dad, he was back and forth working up at the shingle mill. Back and forth.
Your dad was working in the shingle mill?
Yeah, he was an engineer. I don't know, it seems to me, that seems to stand in my memory.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So you were near the shingle mill too, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
When he was working there.
Oh.
But this particular picture, he's not at the shingle mill then. He's up on Jackman.
He's just
on
contract loading shingles.
On the BC Electric.
Loading them on the flat cars.
On the BC Electric.
Yeah. You can see the way they got the big prongs.
Yeah.
They're using instead of having to lift them. They put big prongs and lift them up.
Oh, yes. Okay. How did your mother and father meet, do you know?
Well, they met in the creamery in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
They were both working in the creamery in Denmark. And that's where they met.
And they got married. Why did they come to Canada?
That is what I can't understand. Well, Uncle Fred, Mother's oldest brother,
uh-huh.
He came and he was in Bellingham.
Yeah.
And, and I don't know why. I took 2 years ago, when Dad left the farm,
uh-huh.
Grace went out there, unexpected. Dad didn't know she was coming, she was going out. And here Dad was cleaning stuff out of the house. He never thought it was any good and he was burning it. Oh, Grace, she said, don't burn that, Dad. And she managed to get a whole lot of the papers from the creamery, certificates. And I gave them all the year before my brother had a stroke. His daughter took him to Denmark. And they visited all them places. And so I gave all these certificates to Gloria. My own brother said they weren't interested in anything from Denmark. So he said, there's a lot of that. But I should look up. I have his nationalization papers here, a few things. So hard for me. I look for things and then I can't see
them. See it. Yes, that would be tough.
But
you were. Where were you? Where did you fit in the family?
Well, not in
you here. Were. You were number.
One. Oh, three. Number three.
Number three.
Yeah. And there was action on all of me. The three of us. The oldest.
Some of the things you can remember about your brothers or sisters.
Well, here's another funny thing. I forget what year that was. I was going to be 17, I guess. My brother was in the Marines. And he came up to say farewell before the ship dropped to California, And he had one of the big marine motorcycles. And he took us all out of the south for a ride on it. And you know, it's funny thing, madam, when he left the Fever Road, then he went to Alcro and down the County Line Road.
Yeah.
To cross the border. And we could stand outside, there was no muffling and things indeed. And we could stand, and I was talking to my brother before he had the second stroke. We could stand out in the outside on the house and hear that motorcycle echo of it, you know, going. I can still hear that. That's the last we've seen of my brother.
Was he quite young?
Oh, yes. He was just 20 when he died.
So you would have been about, what, 18?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember him leaving. How come you didn't get in the war?
Well, I wasn't old enough.
At 18?
The first war.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Can you remember some of the family activities when you were a child?
Well, you know, activities. As far as activities, you know, well, there's, you know, we used to have once a year at the schools. Well, that was the Aberdeen School. They used to have a picnic. And that was up on this side of, what is the shopping center? The Claybrook, you know. That was all bush.
Yes.
There was one place, and it's still, I was asking somebody here just a year ago, they called it Grant's Park.
Grant's Park, yes.
Yeah. Well, the school from the Hove, it's up from Alder Grove, and the Aberdeen, every year we went there for a picnic.
Oh.
And you know how we went? Well, we could walk faster. There was a lift on the, now what road did they live on? Oh, they lived on the Bradner Road. Dunk Calder, and he had a team of oxen and a hay wagon, and we'd all get on this hay wagon, these darn oxen, you know. So you know how slow they are?
Yeah.
With this big yoke. Well, I can remember walking alongside of them oxen just yesterday.
So you all went all got loaded into this hay wagon?
Oh, yes.
And you'd all follow behind this
ox. Well, they couldn't get on there. We could walk faster than the oxen. But you know, it's all fun.
Yeah.
Oh. Cool. And them days, you know, the school teacher, well, Saturday and Sunday, they used to go and see your parents or my parents.
That was the outings, was going and visiting.
They're going to visit.
The visit was an important thing.
Oh, it was. And I'm going to say this too. There's a lot of them. They didn't get too much to eat some places where they boarded.
They didn't?
No.
So it was good times, maybe you got an extra meal.
Well, there was one teacher, as I say, she was a good teacher. Her name was Miss Law. And we all used to say, and she's strict too, Miss Law. But I never forget once, we were short of bread. Yeah. Then days you couldn't go buy bread. But Mother, she had no cake. And she gave us pancakes. And we had the school, and then there was a cookroom at the back. My brother and me and my sister, we sneaked in there sitting on the floor eating. And the teacher come in there and she said, "I'll trade you a cookie for a pancake." We was embarrassed, you know. Oh, my. Oh.
You knew John Jackman's grandfather?
Yeah.
Where did he live?
He lived in Alder Grove.
And where in Alder
Grove? Oh, I couldn't just tell you, but I didn't know their name. Oh yes, I remember him clearly. And I was so surprised, you know. And when so he said, "Well, I'll get in touch with him, everything bad weather and so on."
Yeah.
But I didn't get, but as I say, so I said, "No." I went to Minneapolis and seen my brother. I came home and I bumped my knee. I don't know how I done it, no, but that's I. Then when he over a quarter flew it out, and he gave me some tablets to take so it wouldn't go through my system. Well, I took three tablets, and I'm not exaggerating, madam. I took one Sunday night, and I couldn't find that door. I found that he lay down for a while, so I went back to him. he started happening on me.
Yeah.
So he gave me some another different tablet on Monday. And I took one after 3 days. I didn't know what they were, I couldn't read them, but I took it for it. And all day Monday, well, from about Sunday midnight, all day Monday I was in that bathroom every half an hour. And Tuesday, I phoned my sister-in-law up, and she don't drive a car anymore now, she's 92. I told her I'd, my son was away, my neighbor was away, so I said, get to buy to come in and take me in. So I said to the doctor, what in the world is this? He said, it's a water pill. I said, what the hell are you giving water pills for? 2 a day, mind you. Well, I lost 12 pounds in less than 2 weeks.
Oh.
And it's just the last 2 weeks that
feeling better?
I feel so tired.
Yeah.
But, well, that's this water pill, you know, is just
taking it right out of you.
That's the way. So you depend on the doctors.
Yeah. This is your poultry barn, this barn here?
Yeah.
That is your, you had a huge barn. You had a lot of poultry, eh?
Oh,
what kind of poultry, how much poultry did you have? Leghorns?
Yeah.
Oh, and you had an egg laying business?
Oh, I had to. Spencer's used to get the eggs. And then there was a fellow used to.
Spencer's?
Yes, Spencer's had a chain store like Leghorns in the early days.
Spencer's, where were they?
They were in Vancouver.
Vancouver?
Yeah. We used to send the eggs in by the Great Northern, and then they used to come out and pick them up.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Sentiment by the Great Northern.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And that was good money?
Oh, yeah. You know, you think the eggs, 15 cents a dozen.
Yeah, that was good money in those days. Huh?
And young pigs and chickens and what used to, young fryers, you know.
You guys had a big farm.
Also,
for those kinds.
There was 40 acres, but it wasn't all clear.
40 acres?
Still, we had everything. We had pigs and chickens. And we asked kids, we had rabbits. There was a good market for them.
Rabbits.
Oh.
Was it hard? Did you find it very difficult?
No. We didn't know any better. I often think of now, you know, like a young lad came here 2 years ago and asked me if he could mow my lawn.
Yeah.
And I was out here to build my neighbor. I said, sure, lad, you're about 19. He said, how big is the lawn? Well, I said, you can see for yourself. He said, I want to go out and measure. And he looked at me, he went and measured, and he came back, and I don't know, he had a list of it. You know, he said, it'll take me 3 hours. I said, 3 hours for what? For cutting. Well, I said, I'd do it in an hour. Well, he said, I'm not you. And I said, there's a young lady, she does it. I said, 3 quarters of an hour. Oh, no, he said. And I said, what do you charge? He said, $15 an hour. Well, I said, do you know where Chesterfield Avenue is? Yeah. Well, I said, get out on it as you can. You know. But here's one thing I want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
It would be back in 1912, I guess, 1912. We was going to the Aberdeen School then. They got the road open. And I remember one day the teacher told us they're going to burn a Hindu tomorrow. They're going to cremate a Hindu.
Ooh.
Well, I never, you know, we didn't know what that meant. So, just about a quarter of a mile from the school, in on a farm, a small farm, we weren't allowed. The teacher took us, it was about 20 kids, 25, and now went down the road.
Yeah.
And all the people from here, from here across the street, that part from the road. And if I remember right, they had ties piled. Just like you put one tie here, one here, one there, one here.
Uh-huh.
And you kept on. And it looked to be about 4 foot high. Now what they had in the center, I never got to know. That's where the Korean had him. And I often wonder to this day, what did they wrap him in to get the ashes? Or whether to see the ashes?
Yeah.
And that...
That was really an impressionable time for you.
And that
what did you feel about that?
Huh?
What did you think about that?
Well, I don't know just what.
Wait, did it really hurt? Or did it...
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I know the teacher, she said, any of you that don't care to, don't go.
Uh-huh.
She went with us. But, and then we went, once after that, we went up to the Hindu temple at Abhishek.
Oh, yes.
And we went in, but we were so, I can't understand, you know what they're.
No.
But anyway, we were just in there for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to take our shoes off and came outside.
Oh.
And
this was part of school?
Huh?
Was this part of school? Did you go
well,
as part of school?
Well, it was kind of an outing or something.
With the school?
Yeah, with the school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember even the teacher. There was another family, maybe you have them, Maskos?
Yes, well I've heard of them, I haven't got them.
Have you got the hotel they have in Abhishek, Oligo?
Mm-hmm.
Dobson's?
Dobson's, yeah, mm-hmm. We've talked of it. Do you know if anybody around that's still that's a Dobson?
I
could write about it or tell us about it?
I don't know if any of the Dobson's at all. See, Dobson, he bought the store out and had the boys there, well they made their deal. So company Andicott, he bought Dobson out. Andicott was there when he retired, and I don't know who's there now. Safeway's there. No. I don't suppose there's a grocery store in Audubon.
Oh yes, there's Safeway's and
well, I mean outside Safeway.
Oh.
But right in where the gas station and that is.
There's a little store there.
So many changes in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
There was another this year. Have you got the dragons down there?
Yes, we tried to go to Sam. We're going to Sam.
You know, I can't just remember what year it was. His dad went missing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, when you see them days, the school was right from a small class right to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And there was about 6 or 7 of us boys.
Mm-hmm.
We went out through the bush. Hunting for him, because he'd gone hunting, you know, and they knew kind of where he is. And I remember whoever you looked at, the 4 or 5 of us, and somebody else, and if you found the body, you fired the shot. And I know 2 or 3 of us, oh, we must have been in that window, because the bushes are heavy. When the fellow fired the shot, they probably followed the dog and done them out to kill him. They had him laying down in the warehouse, down near the blacksmith shop. And I can always, I wondered, you know, why they had to have guard. I think,
yes.
He laid there 2 days, I guess, before. And I remember them saying that they had to guard him for the rats.
Oh, really?
Because
the rats would eat him up?
That was Sam Dryden's
dad. Oh.
Then there was Ripsky's and Coors.
Yes, I got Sam. Sam has come in.
Oh, yeah.
I need something on travel memories. I guess you've covered travel memories a bit, but memories of traveling in Aldergrove to and from. How did you come into Aldergrove when you were little?
Wagon.
With the horse and wagon from Bellingham?
Yeah. Well, yes, all the way from Bellingham.
You
oh yes.
Came in a horse and a wagon.
Oh yes, it was. I'm sorry, man, but yes. Oh yes.
Uh-huh.
That, there was no such thing as a truck then days.
The odd
truck there was some of them were solid tires, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, it came all the way from Bellingham. There was a livery stable in Bellingham that rented the horse and wagon.
And somebody came with you.
Oh yes, and the man he come. And he took the outfit back after he brought the stuff up and unloaded it, he drove back.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to come from Bellingham?
A day.
A day.
And he'd stay over and go back next day.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, we was, we were 7 miles from Lindman,
mm-hmm.
and be another, probably about 25 miles.
Yes.
Something the same as going from Westminster out to Auburn.
Right.
Yes.
Quite a little job.
Oh, yeah.
Through all the roads, were the roads good from Bellingham?
The roads were all gravel.
Were they? Then already.
And in the early days,
yes,
the Lefevre Road was used more than any other road for whiskey smugglers.
Was it?
Oh, Lordy. I have pulled many whiskey smugglers out all hours of the night and the day and morning. They come and knock on your door, we're stuck.
Where did they come from and where did
they go? Oh, they come from Westminster and Vancouver somewhere. They'd go and get the booze. Then they took all these side roads because there was the custom offices down the end of, for a while it was, then they went booze over to county line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was only one officer. Well, he wasn't there 24 hours a day.
Right.
And they used to come through after 8 at night till 4 in the morning.
And they'd come on the
favor. And they'd get in there. Oh, some of them were loaded down. And if it broke down, they used to hide it. Us kids, we scrambled on the side of the roads and hunting for whiskey. Oh, I've pulled many whiskey smugglers out.
And what would they bring? They'd come with a truck, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Oh, some of them had big, heavy cars.
This was in the 20s?
Oh, yes. And from 16 to 20.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, used to have a lot of whiskey used to go across. Because it wasn't then custom. You see, they didn't even have to go. You go to the tape of the Fever Road, then hit the boundary, and then there was a road called the Double Ditch Road.
Yeah.
Inside. Well, let's go that to get across there. It's an American car, and there wasn't that many taking notice then, not like now.
So, the first customs, though, was it at the
that was the end of the Jackman Road. That
Jackman was, and Double Ditch? Was Double Ditch the other side?
Yeah, yeah.
So we go right around.
Right, straight across, yeah. So the name that run that customer, he had one eye, Sam Campbell.
Right. Can you remember him?
Oh, I remember him. He had one eye. I tell you, if he couldn't see it, he sure could smell it. Oh, yeah. Oh, he was awful good. You know, we used to go by there and buy groceries and stuff like that. Us kids, at Christmas time, quite often, over there, you got a bag of candy for 25 cents. We could get a go to a picture show for 5 cents.
Yeah.
We used to go across there on a Saturday, leave home at noon, go there and spend the whole afternoon, come home midnight. All through the bush, mind you. Bears and deer, oh, they were everywhere.
Were they?
Oh.
I
never forget, there's one thing. I always used to say to Dad, why didn't you? They never tell us the bears were dangerous, you know. Oh no. And I forget, there was my brother and my sister Esther, both of them. We tried to catch a couple of cubs. And I think it was Esther got a hold of one cub there. And one of these fellows had died in the Fred that died in the well. He seen us and he hollered. He said, "Drop it, look out! Here that old mother bear was coming." I never forgot that. Oh, I can see that. Because them little bears are all playful.
Yeah.
And the deer? Oh, they'd be in the field together with the cows.
I guess that's the family there. That's your family.
Yeah.
You can't see that. That's later on. I just go through some other things here quickly. Do you want to mention any religious affiliation?
Well, I don't say there was any. In them days, there was no such thing as a church at any distance. But I don't know. I can't say I really. My mom and dad, they were brought to the Lutheran church when they left Denmark and came here, and then there was none. My point is this. Be fair and be honest to everybody.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether you are one and I'm another.
Right.
We're still human, both of us.
Sure.
And most of growing up in here was, I say, mostly together with Japanese people.
So you were involved with all communities.
I said, I'll go to any church. Now, just take for instance, I belong to a lodge in Westminster, and I was chosen or asked to come to 1943.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked if I would take over the chairmanship of the Mother's Day.
Oh, yes.
said, all right, things didn't look good. So I said, I would.
Mm-hmm.
And after, when I started to lose my sight,
mm-hmm.
you can read that. Now,
what was this? What club was this?
The Grand Warrior Eagles. I was chairman for 40 years, and in them 40 years, I had only...
You were chairman for 40 years?
Yeah, that's right on my birthday.
Oh.
And I had a different minister every year, and I only repeated 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all dominations. Well, we had different ones in the lodge. You belong to this, and I belong to that. And so that, when my sight went, well, I couldn't take it any longer. They wanted me to, but no. I never missed any, but I never did. And that was them. And here is from the whole district of Westminster.
Is that for that too?
That was from the same. That was all the ministers I had. You know, they all got together, and when the lodge gave me this plaque, all the ministers, what they call their group,
mm-hmm.
they gave me that. And I say, I didn't care whether you was a Catholic or what you was. And I never had any trouble at all. I remember the first one I had was the Salvation Army. And it went from London. I'd ask the lady six silver, but who do you want me to choose for minister this year?
Mm-hmm.
And his suggestion, and we just work it out. No. So.
1884.
Presented by the clergy of Greater New West. Hmm. No. No, when I retired, the ladies and children were sure. Go ahead and run the spot there, boy, I didn't know a thing about it.
Huh.
That was the biggest shock I ever got.
Hey, what did you call your occupation? You were I've got it down here.
No, carrier and lift truck.
Shorty. For 36 years.
I worked there. I started in the place of the Spock factory.
You started in?
They called it the Westminster Ship Mills.
Ship Mills.
You see, in them days there was no cardboards. So it was all made out of lumber. They cut so many pieces for the end, so many for the sides, and they put a wire on them. And that's the way they were shipped in.
It's called a ship.
Then it was sold out to Powell River. And Powell River sold out to McNeil Goodell. That's when I retired from
Did you get any hobbies?
Well, I used to have a lot of hobbies. My hobbies in the garden. And too bad. Oh, there were so many. I grow dahlias. Oh, I've had some awful times. Very big ones. But now, I used to tinker everything, but now when you can't see it. On the pants.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not. I don't feel sorry for myself.
You've lived a real eventful life, and you've got great memories, haven't you?
Yeah. There was a minute now when I went down to where my brother is now. His daughter said, "Listen, Elf, I'm warning you. Something you're going to see you never seen or ever thought of."
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, when I walked in there, there's 50 some odd patients.
Yeah.
And I went in there, my brother laying there, been laying there for 2 years, never moved an eye or opened his mouth.
Yes.
I walked out of that door, madam, and said, "Thank God I can walk.
That's right.
I can still live alone."
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be others, hear them howling and groaning, got a broken arm or something.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I'll go into one of these homes and see something."
Yeah.
just let Dad take a look and see what you have.
Yeah.
No, it's. Oh, I don't know whether I'd have done my life over again.
No,
really. I kind of regret that I left Moose Jaw.
You regret that you left Moose Jaw?
I had just got the job 6 months before in the power house.
Yeah.
And that was an inside job the year round. Mm-hmm. And I just lived. Pretty as close as that house when my brother phoned from Minneapolis and mother had died, so I came out and then I went back and Dad wanted to go down and see my brother for a month or two and wanted me to come home. Well, I hesitated because my girlfriend was in his shop and my brother he insisted. So I gave in and when I came home I was to go back in August. And then from half hour home to the Lord's Day before Christmas. So I lost my job, you see. My girlfriend went east and I went west. And that's where it went. Not all that. We can't always.
Was your girlfriend Grace?
No, I wasn't Grace.
Oh.
So, and then, you know, it's a funny thing. When I was in Moose Jaw there, I went into this, you called it Join Your Store. And I bought several things to send home for Christmas, and I asked the girl to wrap them. She said, sure, I'll wrap them, and everything. And I had to come back out here, and I was up in Abbotsford on the farm on Saturday night. It used to be a old Abbotsford open in Chaffee Walker. And I got a few groceries and so on, and so after a bit, there's a lady cook. She comes over to me and she said, have you ever been in Moose Jaw?
Huh?
I said, yes. I said, why do you ask that question? She said, was you enjoying the store? And I said, I was. It was just a short distance from where I went. You know, she said, I was in the back when you got, Francis took an order for you and she said she would wrap it. And I helped, and you left, and I helped her wrap it. And here's Grace.
You're kidding.
Just think of it.
Yeah, it's a small world, eh?
It's a small one.
So did Grace come from Moose Jaw?
No, she was really from Ontario. Well, she came from Saskatchewan. Out here together with her sister, Mom, out here in Sardis.
Okay, so she was Grace, what was her name?
Mallory.
M-E-L?
M-O-L. O-L.
O-R-Y?
No, wait a minute. Mallory, you spell it M-A-L-L. Yeah. No.
M-A-L-L.
Yeah.
O-R-Y. Mallory, like the battery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she, where did you get married?
We got married here in, at Sardis. Glad we got married in her sister's home. Thank you,
and she was what nationality?
Canadian. Okay. She was born in Ontario.
What year?
She first was her birthday was the 28th of June. She was a year and a half older than me.
Oh, so she was 1903?
She was a year and a half older than I was. So she was born in 1902, wouldn't it be?
Okay. Yeah. When did she die?
Died in the 3rd of April, 1963. She died a year after that.
Right after your dad, and she's buried right there in...
She's buried in Forest Lawn. So is Dad.
Oh, he's buried in Forest Lawn?
Yeah. I shouldn't say this, you know, madam. When we used to drive the mail, we used to drive right past the cemetery at Aberdeen.
Yes.
And all the pigs and towels and everything. I'm walking all over.
Oh.
And Mother used to say to me, "I hope you never bury me here."
Yeah.
I never forgot that.
And where did she get? Where was your mother buried?
So she was buried there for no other way. Because she was
buried
at 14. She was buried there. So in 1956, it bothered me.
Yeah.
1956, I had a week off, holidays, and I talked to the funeral parlor man in Westminster. Oh, he said, "That's all right, Alf." He said, "If you were to buy a plot in Forest Lawn, I'll move your mother's body $95.
Oh.
Well, I said something to Dad, and Dad said, "I had no choice, Alf. I wasn't even at the funeral."
Oh.
It was quarantined, you see.
Oh,
and,
really?
His mother's two brothers came up and left them in. So, mother had two brothers living there, Linda.
Oh.
And they came up to the funeral. Anyway, I spoke to Raffick at the funeral parlor, my Columbia funeral parlor, Westminster. And he said, "Alfred, God, you have nothing to do with it. You just, if your dad says, up to you, all right, you just put your name on here, and I'll go out. You can come with me if you like." And he said, "No." He said, "I'll notify the police."
Mm-hmm.
And the man comes in, this is here, Joe Cato.
Yes.
He dug it up, mm-hmm. and the police was there. And when they dug it up, you know what they'd done? It was a double plot. Mm-hmm. They buried Mother right in the center. So if Dad had passed away, they'd have to dig Mother up and move over.
Oh.
But anyway, I done that. I never asked any permission or any of the family. They didn't think it was, money was hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said to Bruce, "What do you think, Bruce?" "Alf," she said, "it bothers you." "I know it does." And she said, "You know what your mother wanted?" Because when Mother and Dad had the first mail route from Waldeco, way down the county line and all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And we passed that three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, "No, I moved. I bought a plot." So Mother and Dad and Bruce are buried in Forest Lawn.
They're all in Forest Lawn.
Yeah.
He had the first mail route, eh?
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything in the butterfly in that or not. You can take that with you, and, but
I'm going to copy all of this.
But I will, if possible, between now and Christmas, some friends I got in Westminster, she will take me down to the mill, and I'm going to get my pictures there.
Oh.
I know there's some taken years ago, you know. I shouldn't have given them the whole package,
uh-huh.
but I trusted them.
Yes. Well, you have to go after them, yes. In some cases, we're going to try and do different than that with you. We're going to try and bring them back here. Or if you come in.
Yeah.
Did you have bees? Were you beekeepers?
Oh, yes, we had bees, too.
Oh, did you?
And you know, there's another thing.
You had bees.
We had, oh, yes, and the thing, you know, Dad, you know, the old saying is you start to lay your hands, the bees get you.
Yeah.
Mother has gone out and taken, lift the top off and take honey out, and she hasn't had a thing on. She never gets stung.
How many bees did, how much did you have? Just
four hives? We had several hives. Oh no, that's the honey we got.
Okay.
I would never known if you hadn't said it.
Here we have a picture of you working in the garden. The kids are working in the garden.
Yeah.
Is that, you were just, it looks like potatoes or something there.
Oh,
did you grow a lot of potatoes?
Oh, yes.
You grew a lot.
Yes.
Big potato growers, right?
Yeah. Potatoes and turnips.
Potatoes and turnips.
That's my older sister there.
For sale? Did you grow these potatoes?
Oh, yeah. Well, the store would take them.
Oh.
Yeah, the Smith and Parr. They'd take the potatoes, for sure. Well, there was no cash.
Uh-huh. And did you milk cows then, too?
Oh, yes, really.
For, like, grew the
Spencer's used to get the milk.
Yes.
Sometimes cream, sometimes mostly cream.
We
got the skim milk and
and everybody else got the good stuff.
They got the cream.
That is haying there. I guess that's haying in your field, eh?
Oh, yeah.
With the horses and so on.
No, I had a little operation on this side, and this is not as good now. Yeah, I guess that is loading hay on the wagon.
Mm-hmm. Here, we have a little old mortar here, and it looks like a tree stump of some sort. Can you tell me about that?
No, that is a pile of stud. I decided we used to take and burn the stumps and those and stuff. So I got, that's a gasoline engine.
Yeah.
And we used to run silo cutter, you know, and
cut the silo.
So I took around and I put a gym pole up in the center.
Yes.
And I got a cable through a pulley there.
Uh-huh.
And I used to haul all the big stumps and logs up here with the horses.
Yes.
Then I'd take and hook them and I'd run the engine and pull them way up and pile them up.
Oh, so you had a big pile?
Great big pile.
And then what would you do?
Then
burn?
Set fire to it.
Oh, that was to burn it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And this is down the road with a little old tractor or something, or Model T or something. Can you remember that?
Well,
unless you can remember it.
If it's a car, the first time I went back to Prairie 23, I had a 22 Ford or 21 Ford with the side curtains.
Did you?
And I give that to the folks when I went back.
Oh, I think I got that here.
And then there was supposed to be some with a horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy, yeah.
Maybe not, it should be on them. The little team we had on for the mail.
Here's your side curtain. This is your car.
Yeah.
That's your car?
Yeah.
That's the one, eh?
Yeah.
And you went back to the prairies with that?
No, I give it to the folks.
Oh, you give it to the folks?
Yeah.
Was that kind of a first around? Did many people have them?
No. Well, there wasn't very many. Oh, so you, the whole side curtain.
Yeah. So you gave that to the folks?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make a copy of that to see. Do you know who the people were on there?
Oh, that's Mother and Dad.
Mother and Dad and
Dad. Mother and Dad. Yeah, that's Mother Stan Dad's at the wheel. And I don't know, one of the kids was in the car. That was taken after I left and went back to the
town. Uh-huh.
No.
Well, maybe what's
this? In Westminster. We was going back to the prairie, you see.
Yeah.
And we went to school with these two girls.
Uh-huh.
And she said, Mother had passed away. And I was up at the lodge the other day and some of the ladies talking, and I asked, is Alf Peel around anywhere? Oh yes, he's in Shore.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent me a letter. I didn't know her, you know.
Yeah?
She said, if you happen to be in Westminster, I'd love to meet you. I'd like to talk to you. Mother passed away, and I found a lot of love letters of your brothers and pictures. So I sent her a note and said, I'll meet you in Woodward's on a certain day, about 11:30. Well, I come to Woodward's, I was a little early. Down in Woodward's there with the grocery and on the chairs. There was two ladies sitting and then one standing. I sat down alongside of them. I sat for about 5 minutes and I said, God, where's that voice come from? So I said, ma'am, are you by any chance waiting for somebody? Oh yes, she said, we're waiting for Al Peel. It's me, I said. But after, mind you, 1923
yeah.
Until last year.
Yeah.
So, well, I didn't know Beatrice's daughter at all. Here, her aunt. She's older than I am. About the same age. So anyway, here about 3 weeks ago, I was sitting in the kitchen, sitting on 6 o'clock. A rap came on the door. So I went. I don't know if it was I don't think it was the taxi, he probably didn't. He said, say, he said, are you out to you? I said, yes. Well, he said, there's a lady out at the Greyhound Depot. When the Greyhound bus came in, well, she said, in fact, she was talking to somebody on the Greyhound coming down from Cambridge. And said, who? I want to make sure. I said, so I said, Brenda, she'd been up visiting her daughter. So instead of going straight to the home, she thought she'd stop in. So I said, she stopped in. But she stayed 2-3 days.
Right.
So we got talking. And she said, I'll come, if you come into town, she said, I'll meet you. She took a bunch of these pictures from my brothers, taken at our school an article way back in 16, 17, and 18.
Oh.
And she said, I said, can I have some of them? I'll bring them back. I took them down to my brother. Well, there's two in a room, and they have a kind of a big frame, and they put all the pictures in, you know. And every now and then, when the nurses have time, 2-3 times a week, they have